Hello, Sam, and thank you for joining Leighton Buzz Radio.
Hi, Angelina, you're more than welcome.
So, Sam, it's all kicking off for you, really, isn't it, with the whole water situation. For those people who are listening, or anyone in Leighton Buzz, they've got to be aware that the water was off for quite some time just before, was it just before Christmas?
Yeah, a couple of weeks before Christmas.
And now, from what I understand from you, you won't be getting any compensation.
Yeah, that's right. Anglian Water have made contact with several residents at the wharf to say that they can't actually prove that the wharf didn't have water.
Okay. And so what you were telling me earlier, many of the wharf were using the emergency services at Tesco's to supply water, and you were all queuing up and being asked your names and addresses.
Yeah, I mean, several residents did go along to Tesco's during the outage to pick up the emergency water supplies being given out, and they were asked for their details. So I'm sure Anglian Water must have kept a record of those.
And they were delivering water as well to the wharf at that time.
They were delivering water to vulnerable residents, one of which was a gentleman who I actually spoke to yesterday on Sunday. Surely there must be records of that.
Yeah. And how long were you out of water yourself? You know, how long did you not have a good supply?
I was off supply from the Friday evening through till the Sunday evening.
And how many people are affected in the wharf? How big is the development of the wharf? It's quite large.
Well, there's 180 flats here. So I don't know the exact population of the wharf, but it's a good chunk of people. And we were all affected for one of the longest periods, I believe, that anyone across the area encountered.
And are you aware of any other residents being told whether they're going to get compensation or not?
Yes. One particular resident actually posted on our Facebook group on Friday an email that they'd received from Anglian Water actually saying that they would not be getting any compensation.
And has Anglia Water responded to any inquiries about this and, you know, what they're actually planning to do or investigate any further?
Yeah, from what I've heard, there's a different level of communication depending on who people manage to get hold of at Anglian Water. Obviously, there have been quite a few social media posts over the last few days. People are having their own personal conversation with customer services. So it differs depending on sort of like who's spoken to who.
Yeah, which in itself is not quite right, is it? I mean, you should have the same response across the board, really, shouldn't you?
Yeah, it really does seem to have taken them by surprise, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
They're obviously looking to get their ducks in a row, I would think. I myself posted on their Facebook on Friday about the fact that I would be talking to the Leighton Buzz Observer on Friday.
Yeah.
And they sent a very kind of boilerplate message back to me that didn't really say anything. It was really just ticking a box.
Okay. And so now you're on Leighton Buzz Radio and you will also be on Be Local magazine as well. So hopefully with a big campaign and letting them know that we are not being silent about this, there might be a better response from them. Are you aware of anybody else in Leighton Buzzard area having the same problems, or is it just the wharf?
I certainly haven't seen anything where anyone else from any other areas making any complaints. I'm really not aware. It's only really the wharf that I've seen anything about over the last few days.
Okay, well, if anybody's listening and they are having a similar problem, perhaps they could get in touch with Leighton Buzz Radio. For now, Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
And since recording that interview, we have had a statement from Anglian Water here at Leighton Buzz Radio, and they say, further to investigations this weekend, we have identified some customers living in the Wharf and Townbridge Mill areas of Leighton Linslade who were incorrectly informed that they would not be receiving compensation following the loss of water they experienced over the weekend of the 13th to 16th of December. This incident affected a large number of our customers, and it has been a complex challenge to understand the degree of impact we had in various parts of Leighton Linslade. However, we would like to apologise to those customers and we will be automatically refunding them as quickly as possible. So that's a fantastic result for everyone involved, and well done, Sam Bay, for that campaign.